Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
And we are reviewing the movie Darkest Hour, starring a man who no doubt will be picking up the Best Actor Award in March when the awards get named. Gail Edmonds, City Press Managing Editor and movie writer for City Press, joining me in the line now. Gail, a very good morning. I've just read Darkest Hour has just gone past $100 million globally in the box office, which is most deserved for this film, is it not?
Absolutely, and quite unusual for quite a small, you know, it hasn't got any whiz-bang pop in it. It's very much a character film that takes place in a very tight environment. You know, it sort of takes place in the Cabot war rooms underground in London while. And I think it's quite interesting that Christopher Nolan's film, you know, the sort of big land, sea and air film, is sort of shows the rescue, while this is almost the other side of the coin, which shows the political, the strategy behind trying desperately to save all those men. And before, because obviously it's set from when Neville Chamberlain is shoved out of government and Winston Churchill comes in, and he has to decide whether he's going to, there's still quite a few people in his government who think that they can make peace with Adolf Hitler, which of course history has told us would never have worked. And Winston Churchill definitely thought so too. As he says in one thing, he says, you cannot negotiate with a tiger while your head is in its mouth. And so it's quite an interesting character study. And Gary Oldman is simply spectacular. I mean, if you didn't know it was him, you would never guess who the actor was. He is so, so well in character. And, you know, it's quite hard to take on a character that everybody knows a little bit something about, you know, because you have to get it absolutely right or people are going to point it out. And it is historically correct, largely. There is a pivotal scene in it which is definitely not historically correct, when Winston Churchill leaps from his car and runs onto the underground and talks to a bunch of people. That obviously would never have happened. But I think Joe Wright, the director, used it as a way of trying to ensure that, you know, to give the sense that the people of Britain were kind of behind Winston Churchill's idea that you fight to the bitter end. So it is a very enjoyable film. So I'm not surprised it's done well. And I think that with it about to walk off with the Oscars, I think people are perhaps, it is a good time to go to the movies at the moment, because there is a lot of good stuff on.
Cindy, the thing that caught me by surprise the most is Kristen Scott Thomas playing Mrs. Churchill.
Clemmy, yes.
And Clemmy in the past has been shown as not agreeable necessarily. I mean, there was certainly wit, if you think of her in The Crown, how she's depicted there, and many other movies that we've seen before. But in this one, she's actually quite a forceful nature herself.
Absolutely. And I think that's quite an interesting element of this movie, is having his wife and his private secretary, played by Lily James, Elizabeth Layton, who actually married a South African and lived in Port Elizabeth till she died after the war. But it is quite an interesting idea to have put those two women who are so pivotal in his life in this movie, because he does feel quite alone in trying to bring the government together and in trying to decide what to do, when actually it looked like they were genuinely next on the list. Because, I mean, when he came to power, Hitler was literally knocking down the European countries like dominoes. So it must have been a really terrifying time to be accountable and to do things like send those, that one lot of soldiers to fight, knowing that you were never going to save any of them, while you tried to save some other people. So I think that it was a very lonely job. And it also gives the film some context and some texture. Otherwise, it does become very much locked in a room with a map, you know, which could have detracted from. It's a very powerful film, but it did need all those little elements to make it not that.
It also was just a wonderful showcase of the power of words. I mean, we're going through our internal processes in South Africa, debate around who's going to be delivering the State of the Nation address. And something I reflect on time and time again is the absence of hope, I suppose, but also just aspiration that we get from our public officials delivering speeches, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
And when you watch somebody like Churchill being depicted in a movie and be reminded of the, you know, how choosing the right word and delivering it in the right pitch and the right tone can actually move a nation, it truly is inspiring to watch.
You're absolutely right. That is one of the things about the film. And actually, that film, blood, toil, tears and sweat speech sort of is the beginning of the film. And then the "We'll Fight Them on the Beaches" sort of closes out the film of the three famous speeches. And you're right. Those speeches, I mean, you see him delivering those speeches. And if you were there, you would totally buy into that because it is full of hope, full of aspiration. Also saying, you know, it is, things are dire. It's very bad. However, we've got to pull ourselves together, and you're right. I mean, I can't ever remember hearing someone in recent memory deliver something so moving, except possibly Barack Obama, of course. But I mean, here, I can't. I've got no memory of it at all since Mandela. So I think, perhaps we should Thabo Mbeki. But I do think that... you're right, we need that sort of thing, and it is a quite a powerful celebration of words and the power they can have.
The most memorable South African speech of note actually does go back to Thabo Mbeki when he delivered "I am an African" speech.
"I am an African," yes, absolutely.
On the occasion of adoption of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa.
Yes, absolutely. Amazing speech.
Anything and everything since then has not been quite measuring up to task. I mean, Julius Malema, as we know, is certainly memorable in his speech making and is very good in coming up with taglines and hashtags, but not necessarily a speech
but
that delivers.
That brings everyone together and makes everybody feel part of something. It's quite it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it's not as though anybody can just sit down and do it. I think that's one of the most amazing things, is that to be able to do that and to do it regularly, which, you know, I mean, Winston Churchill was one of the people who could do it regularly. I mean, it's quite a feat, as you say. I mean, it's a difficult thing to do. So, but perhaps we can aspire to hearing something very hopeful soon.
Perhaps. It is a fine piece of filmmaking. Thank you very much, Gail Edmonds, for chatting to us as always. We'll be chatting to you again next week, Sunday. Gail, movie writer and City Press managing editor, joining us on the line every Sunday to reflect on a movie that she has seen. Darkest Hour is the movie in question, directed by Joe Wright, starring Gary Oldman, who really will be picking up an award for Best Actor without a doubt when it comes to the Oscar ceremony. Ably and quite strongly supported by Kristen Scott Thomas as his wife, Clemmie Churchill. Do go and watch it, Darkest Hour.